Hi.
We're back.
We're back.
Can you believe it?
I can believe
Me
it,
because
we've been talking about it for a few months.
Yes.
And now we're finally recording, and we're really excited about
Yay.
It.
We're really happy about finally getting back to Shit My Soul Says.
Getting back to Shit My Soul Says.
And if this is your first time, welcome.
Welcome. We're going to give you a little bit of a lay down on what our story is.
Yeah. A lay down?
Well, you know, it is... That is how we roll around here. Dionysus is in the house.
Yes, but that's not what this is about.
No, this is not what this is about. That's not that kind of podcast.
No.
No.
Probably not.
Probably not.
With Dionysus in the house.
You never know. You never know.
Okay.
All right. So. Well, before we get into what this podcast is about and who we are and what's going on and what's happened since last we recorded our last episode, because this is season 3.
And that was, what, 2 years ago?
That was 2 years ago, 2022.
Wow, and it's 2024 now.
It's 2024. Hello.
Welcome to Shit My Soul Says, a podcast about all things woo. I'm Jillian.
And I'm Rosalie, and we are obsessed with anything having to do with alternative spirituality.
And we want to share our obsession with you, because woo is fun, but it's more fun with friends. I'm a reincarnation coach and energy worker.
And I'm a practicing witch. So we've been around the woo block a time or two.
Mm-hmm. Each episode, we will be digging into a different topic, from tarot to third eyes to energy healing.
We'll share our personal experiences and offer you practical advice for your own practice.
So whether you're new to all of this or queen of the pagans...
That's me.
Everybody is welcome.
No witch card needed. This is inclusive woo. We just want to laugh with you, learn with you,
and talk about some woo shit with you. So let's do that. Let's talk about Shit My Soul Says.
Let's maybe do our traditional weekly woo.
Yes. So for those of you who don't know, our weekly woo is where we talk about something woo that's happened this week.
Some woo shit that our souls have gotten up to.
Yeah. Do you have a weekly woo?
I mean, I did not prepare a weekly woo.
Okay.
But give me a second.
I have one from this morning.
Yeah, let's do it.
So I was driving my 6-year-old to kindergarten and we were parking and he was complaining about something. Who knows what it was. And I said, wouldn't it be great if we could just magically have that happen? And then I could sell it and make millions of dollars.
Yes.
And he was like, well, no, I don't want you to sell your magic. And I was like, well, sometimes I do sell my magic. He's like, no, I need you to still have magic so that I don't have bad dreams. My baby.
That's really cute.
Because I do a little protection circle every night for him.
Well, did you tell him you weren't going to sell all of your magic? Well, you're just renting it out.
I don't know that he understands the concept of rent yet.
Well, he will someday. Welcome to this world.
Yay, capitalism.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my weekly woo. Okay. Just my son being like, no, don't sell your magic. I need it.
You need it. I think I know what my weekly woo is.
Great. What is it?
I don't think I've told this to you yet.
Okay. I'm excited.
You're going to be excited about it. Okay. So I have my own business as well, JillianHarrington.com, which we will talk about later on. But anyway, one of the things I was trying out was doing these energy circles. I might still do them. I don't know. My intuition is kind of a little bit on the fence about it. But I put that up on my website. I'm going to do energy circles. If you want to show up and we'll do some energy magic together to help someplace in the world, cool. Mm. So I put it up on the website and then like forgot about it. Didn't like, just like, whatever. Yeah. I have other things to do. Things are happening in my life. And then on one Friday morning, I was so excited. I was going to have kind of a lazy day on Friday. Mm-hmm. Then I was checking my email. And my email said, you have somebody that signed up for your event circle for today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yes. So I had 2 hours to get ready, which meant I'd never done one. So I had to figure out everything. I had to figure out like, how am I shooting this? Mm-hmm. What am I talking about? I need to make sure they have the link so that they can join it. And how am I going to do it? Just one person. So anyway, I did all that. I figured it all out. It was great. And so she came in I won't go on too much about her because it's her own personal story, but she is a very powerful, intuitive person. Mm-hmm. We'll just say that. She gave me enough evidence to be like, yep, this is somebody who's really tuned in and comes from a religious background that made this sort of stuff not so much okay. So the fact that she's really following this path, I think, is really beautiful. Anyway, so she was saying that she was doing a meditation with her guides. And her guide said to her, you need to find Jillian. Yeah. You need to find Jillian.
Holy, it's like,
did you ever heard of me? Did you know? She's not in any of my circles. She's in a totally different state. She's like, no, my husband had to find you on the internet.
That's amazing.
Yes. And she was like, because of my spiritual background, she's got a lot of powers around her spirituality, but she wasn't allowed to explore reincarnation, which is kind of what my gig is. It's all about reincarnation. And so she is now learning a lot about reincarnation and all of that. So we'll see what happens. We're both like, I don't know why you're here. I mean, I don't know what we're going to be working together, but I'm glad you came. But for me, it was like a really great acknowledgement because it was like, oh, spirit guides are already, they're like, we got people for you. You better get ready. You're getting kind of just started things back up the last 6 months. But they're like, yes.
I love that.
I thought you would like it.
I'm so excited. I know, that, like, me too. Other people's spirit guides are saying, like, Jillian, find Jillian. Now, other spirit guides, feel free to send people my way.
That's right, Rosalie.
Our way.
RosalieForest.com.
With two R's in forest.
Yes. All right. Well, that's the weekly woo.
Yeah. So now that we've done our weekly woo, I think maybe it's time to introduce ourselves.
Yeah. Let's talk really about briefly. Who we are and what this podcast is all about for those of you who are new.
Yes.
As we said, this is season three. So this might not be new to you at all. You might be like, oh, you are back. Yay. Yeah.
And it'll be quick. We're not going to do like a whole thing.
No.
This is Jillian Harrington.
And this is Rosalie Forrest.
Okay. Introduction's done.
Well, we'll talk about like who we are, what we do, but let's talk about the podcast first. Yeah. So we cooked up this podcast back in 2020.
Actually, we cooked it up in 2019. And we started recording it in 2020.
That's right. We delivered it in 2020. In the middle of the pandemic, you may have heard something about that.
I have heard a few things.
And so the whole idea was that we really wanted to create a place for people to come and hang out with us and have fun and learn about spirituality, all different types of spirituality. And
all different types being our
type. Yeah. I mean, we're not talking about other religions, but we're talking about the metaphysical world.
Right. And we really wanted to have an approachable way of introducing people to the woo world.
The woo world.
Or for people who have been doing woo forever to be part of this story.
Yeah, exactly.
And we are very much of the belief that you don't have to believe anything.
Nope.
We are not dogmatic.
Nope.
We have different belief systems.
Yes.
Different practices.
Yep.
And we just want to make sure that everybody who listens or watches feels like they can access what they need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And have fun while they're doing it.
Yes.
Because we're going to tell some stories. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's inappropriate. There have been conversations about sex with ghosts. That's a whole nother podcast episode. You'll have to look that one up. We're not talking about that today.
No.
That was enough for me. That once was plenty. Yeah. So that's what the podcast is about. And this season, so let's talk, should we talk about what happened?
Yeah. So.
Because we stopped recording 2 years ago.
Yeah. And we had, prior to stopping recording, we'd done like a retreat in the forest. Yes. And we'd planned everything out. We had big ideas.
Visions.
Big ideas for what we were going to do.
Yes. It was great.
And my life it exploded.
Yeah.
It literally exploded.
Literally.
And Jillian's life
exploded in a metaphorical way.
Yes, exploded metaphorically.
Job-wise. My job got really intense.
My explosion was the fan / light fixture in my bathroom in my house exploded.
Yeah. When it wasn't even turned on.
It wasn't turned on.
Please note.
Very old wiring, and this is your PSA. If your wiring is old, please get it checked. Make sure that your wiring is all grounded and...
Be grounded.
Good. Yes.
Be grounded.
Yes. Being grounded
is important.
In your life and in your electrical work.
Exactly. Yes. Perfect. I think that needs to be a t-shirt.
So, yeah, my house caught on fire. I had to call the...
Fire people.
And it was just me in the house. It was during the day. So it was me and my cat and our fish. I managed to get the cat outside. A kindly neighbor who I've never seen again and might not have been a real person is kind of my thought. Gave me a cat carrier because I literally had my cat by like the scruff of the neck outside. And he was just like, I thought you might need this. I live in that house over there. Kind of pointing to a house over there
in the ether,
but you never have to give it back. So we still have it.
Oh, it's some sort of a spirit.
I know.
I've angel, whatever. I know angels. Well, whatever.
But I've never seen him before and I haven't seen him since.
Yeah.
But yeah, so firefighters came, they put out the fire, but my house was a mess.
Yeah. It was just not totally destroyed, but it was damaged.
It was damaged. The kitchen and the bathroom needed to be gutted and redone. And then I had to live with my in-laws for about 9 months, which was 3 months too long.
Are you jealous? Don't you wish you lived with your in-laws?
You don't.
No.
Probably.
Probably.
Some of you might have amazing in-laws. And actually, my in-laws are okay.
And maybe you live with them and your life is the best thing you've ever experienced.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
That was not Rosalie's experience.
No. And all of my recording equipment. So we were just doing a podcast at the time, no visuals, but my microphone and headphones and everything were packed away by a company and put in storage for about a year.
Yeah.
About a year. So I was unable to do much. My in-laws are great, but they're also very conservative and very evangelical Christian. So they're not down with my brand of spirituality.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to record at their house.
No. Yeah.
It felt very disrespectful to their belief system. So,
and I think you were also in a really, I don't know if fragmented is the right word, but you were in a real ungrounded space.
Very much so.
You weren't feeling safe and, well, literally grounded. I'm going to repeat myself because you had no home.
I had no home. It really affected my root chakra.
Yes.
Which for those of you who don't know is all about safety and security, mm-hmm. And being grounded. In order to be grounded, you've got to go through that first chakra.
Yeah, exactly.
And so tell us a little bit about
what
happened to you.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So I was working at a pretty intense job. And then I had another really intense job. I'm not going to get into all of the details. Well, let's just say it was traumatic. Oh, fun fact. When I left, so I left in June this year, mm-hmm. 2024, running an HR team. There were 7 of us, including me. As of right now, there's only 3. That gives you a whiff.
Did the company shrink in size?
No.
Ooh.
No, I won't air any dirty laundry. Let's just say it was not an easy place to do HR.
Yeah.
We'll just leave it at that. But it was sort of an ending that I manifested in a way. I wanted to get out of it and did not feel like I could. I didn't want to let my team down. But it knew it wasn't a real healthy place for me to be in. I was really pulling on all of my spiritual tools, though. It was a real huge spiritual growth. And I feel like there's a journey that I've been on since 2012 when I left my life coaching and I got into the HR realm. And there were things that I know I needed to learn. And I feel like that last job where I was running HR was the final piece. It was really about being in my power and also seeing things get executed and not always have to be done by me, but by working with a group of people to get it done. It was horrible and really important experience that I had while I worked there. And I think that it was like what I needed for this next journey. So when it ended in June, I was like, okay, I think that I'm not supposed to get another job. at least not a traditional job.
Yeah.
And I had been getting nudges for the past couple of years that I was supposed to be getting, going back to my coaching path, or that essential sort of idea where I'm wanting to help people navigate their life in this world, in this life. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, they kind of, in fact, I was doing some channeled writing.
Isn't that the same thing?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not like I was tuned out. It was like I was getting the information coming through my head, through like my guides, and then I was just typing what I was hearing and what I was being told. And then I would go back and reread it. Of course, it was Lee Harris that encouraged this.
quick break. Jillian is very into a spiritual teacher named Lee Harris.
Yeah, I've referenced him in a few different episodes and will continue to, no doubt. Anyway, so did this writing and I went back and reread what I wrote this time last year. Mm-hmm. And it said, your life will be completely transformed within a year. Yeah, it'll be completely transformed within a year. And so it is.
And so when exactly, like what month was that?
That was October.
Okay.
And it's September, October, and it's October now. Yeah.
When at the time of the recording, when it's actually edited and posted, it's going to be probably November.
Or December. Or January. No, it'll probably be December. I have a feeling it might even be like December 21st.
I love it.
Yeah. That's when we originally did
Happy
the first
Yule.
Season. Yeah,
Yule,
the beginning of the new year. So, yeah. So that was, I mean, a real small overview of that story. Yeah. But yeah, I knew that it was my path. And so as of June, I've been kind of gradually getting into things. I have had some like family stuff I've had to work on as well, but things are heating up. I'm back on track and really focusing on reincarnation specifically. Mm-hmm. That's what really my heart and soul and passion is about helping people understand how reincarnation works, at least from my perspective and everything that I've learned and understand, and how they can use those sort of principles and ideas to really make the most of this life. And so I want to help people activate and really up-level this life experience so that they can, when they die, they can be like, yes, that was a life well lived. I nailed it. I kicked ass. That's what my goal is for you all. Yeah, so that's kind of what I've been up to. You can check out more at jillianharrington.com. I'm going to do a plug. I'm plugging myself right now. You can plug yourself.
Oh, well, can I talk a little bit about my business?
Yes, we're going to, yes. And I'll just.
Because I feel like you just.
Yes, go for it.
Thank you.
I was going to plug my YouTube channel too. But
oh, yeah, plug your YouTube.
And
yeah.
Then also go to Jillian Harrington. I think it's Jillian_Harrington. I'm looking at you like you know. Jillian_Harrington at YouTube. And we'll put it in the show notes. And her business stuff as well. All of this stuff will be in the show notes. Rosalie, over to you.
Thank you, Jillian.
You're very welcome.
I feel like now we're newscasters.
I know. We need to pass a microphone over or something. Over to you.
So, yeah. I mean, I had the fire. I wasn't actually employed by anyone other than myself at the time. So, yeah, I've had a lot of shifts career-wise over the past couple of years. And I'm working on right now figuring out exactly what I want my own business to be. Jillian over here knows exactly what my business should be. So
I got you, girl.
So by the time this comes out, it'll probably be all set up and everything.
Yeah. That's part of the plan of this. You know that, right?
Yes.
I was thinking about that on the way over. I'm like, part of the whole plan is to lift you up.
And you.
And us. All of us.
All of us.
Everybody. And you.
Lift you up.
Okay.
But yeah, so I've been dealing with lately some severe low back pain, which has made it hard for me to do a lot of my work, but I'm really trying to get back into it. And I do tarot readings, which Jillian is like, no, girl.
I mean, they're fine. That's fine. But that's like, it's like a wizard doing tarot readings. It's like, yes, you can do tarot readings. But you can do a lot more.
I like that I'm a wizard in
yes,
this scenario.
I do too.
But what I'm actually very good at is, and I'm very interested in, and it's kind of a unique skill that I have, is dealing with entities, mm-hmm. whether they are attached to an object, a home, a person, a space, really.
I still love the Starbucks story. I told that to somebody else and they were like, what? I'm like, yeah. Yeah, that happened.
I believe the Starbucks story is in another episode.
Yeah, it is. You could give the short version.
I was working at Starbucks a long time ago. There was a woman who was unhoused, but she had these three, I think they were three, it's been a long time, entities that were kind of her friends. But they weren't kind. So she was in a bad situation, but they were her only people, her only company. And I wasn't going to do anything about it because... Mm-hmm. Not my business. She didn't come to me saying, help me.
Yeah.
She was just coming into Starbucks occasionally to get a drink, and she would talk to her entities. And one day she kind of looked at me, she just with intense eyes, and she started trying to throw shit at me. It was all energetic. It was just like, oh, and then she walked out of the store after she paid for a drink and didn't pick it up.
She did not like being seen.
She didn't.
They didn't
like being seen. Mm-hmm. And they told her, like, that person could get rid of us.
Yeah.
And
so that's of note. If that person had come in and said, I actually need your help, then Rosalie could have helped remove entities.
Yes.
This is why I say you're like a wizard, because this is not something like most people can do. It's just like, I'm just going to take care of these entities for you. With your Starbucks. Did you want extra foam with your entity removal?
Yeah. I should have like a drive-through removal.
Entity removal drive-through with Rosalie.
Entity removal and coffee.
Yes. Why not? Perk up. And up for any ways.
So, yeah.
So that's what you're starting back on.
That's what I'm kind of... I don't know if I'm starting back on it so much as starting doing that professionally.
Yes.
Kind of admitting to myself and to the world that that's where my...
And of course, when I say starting back, I mean like in this life. Like I'm sure in another life, like you were the village...
Entity remover. Entity.
I was going to say village magician.
Wizard.
Village wizard, right? The village magic person.
Yeah. Witch.
Yes, which will work. And got rid of crazy entities.
Sorry.
You're playing footsie with me.
Well, yeah, I like you.
Thanks.
So yeah, that's my... Oh, and to plug my stuff, rosalieforest.com. Mm-hmm.
As we said, two R's in Forest, three R's in the total name. In case you're worried about that, we'll put that in the show notes.
Because Rosalie starts with an R.
Yeah, that's the
that's
joke.
That's the third... That's the third R.
Yeah. So that is where we've been.
Yep.
And that's a little bit about the podcast and why we had to take some time off and why we're now excited about getting back into it. So let's talk about season three, because we're doing something new this season.
Which, if you are on YouTube, you can see it.
You can see it already.
You can see our beautiful faces.
Yes, we're even wearing makeup, which did not happen. Mm-mm. We were doing the audio version.
No, and I am also wearing a bra.
Congratulations.
Are you?
I am. I am wearing a bra.
I didn't want to be the only one mentioning my boobs.
Yeah, well, I've got boobs too, and they're strapped in. They're ready to go.
So yeah, we're wearing makeup, and we did our hair, and we're wearing bras.
We're human beings in the world.
And we're also still doing the audio podcast.
Mm-hmm. So for those of you who are listening... Hello again.
Yes.
You can watch us on YouTube if you want to, or you cannot if that's not your deal. That's totally cool.
Yeah. I tend not to watch YouTube content.
Yes. And I tend to not listen to audio podcasts.
Yeah. So
there you go. It's a win for both of us.
That's right. And for everyone.
And for everybody. So that's what this season's going to be. One piece is that it's going to be video recorded so we can hit a wider audience. And then also... kind of our format is changing a little bit. Mm-hmm. So in our season one, we really focused in on educating about a particular topic.
Right.
Like tarot cards, astrology, ghosts. And in season two, we were talking about more aspects of life and how we apply woo to it. So like depression, work, etc. Mm-hmm. And then in this season, it's going to be a little bit more freeform, a little bit more freestyle.
A little more just chit chat.
Yeah.
But also
with themes.
Yes. We also have plans to have guests.
Guests. Yes, that's the big change this season.
Which we're very, very excited about.
We're going to have a few episodes when it's just Rosie and I so we can get used to the video thing.
Right, because this is brand new for us. So apologies if the visual or the audio aren't up to our normal standard.
Yeah, we're going to continue to work and iterate on this. And so by the end of the season, we're going to be nailing it.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
So yeah, that's our big change. We would like to encourage anybody who has topics that they'd like us to cover or questions that you have. Please email us at shitmysoulsays@gmail.com.
Or if you're watching it on YouTube, you can post this in the comments.
Absolutely.
We'll be watching those until...
Jillian will be watching
I'll be watching them. Yes. That's it. That's us. That's the season. I do have a topic for us to talk about.
I love it.
I'm making a lot of changes in my life.
Okay.
And as you can tell already what we already talked about, but also one of the things that I've shifted on is I have really started letting intuition be sort of my guiding process for how I live my life and how I make decisions. In the past, I try to be very logical or somewhat logical. I don't know if I was ever very logical. I tried to blend. I tried to blend.
I think you've always been very good at blending.
I'm a blender. Not a blender. But where that one?
I just
don't
put fruit in you and get a smoothie.
Smoothie time. I'm going to nourish you. No, but like just even in the small things, really tapping into my intuition. And so when I say intuition, I don't mean like intuition up here or getting visions. It's about listening to my gut. Mm-hmm. And it'll even be as small as, and actually that's a video that I'm posting, but it'll even be as small as what am I going to eat for dinner? Mm-hmm. Like I listen to my intuition, okay, or what outfit am I going to wear? Or what am I going to do in the next hour? Just listening to kind of what lights up my intuition, because my concept there is that I've got, you know, I've made an image, an intention about where I want to be in my life. And that listening to my intuition is sort of like tapping into my higher self, I think, that really helps me see what are the individual small pieces that help me on that path. So even though what I have for breakfast isn't going to like dramatically change my life in one day, what I have for breakfast over the series of a year does.
Right.
Right. Or what I do in the next hour. I mean, it's who you are is all of these little pieces of behaviors that add up and to create a bigger story.
I like that.
Thank you.
It's interesting that you're talking about how you're using intuition right now. One of the things that I was dealing with during our time off was severe anxiety.
Yeah. Understandably, your root chakra was going wild.
Yes. And it's calmed down, and in no small part due to medication, which I'm a big fan of. But while my medication was not dialed in, I was really struggling with anxiety. And I noticed, like, my gut was telling me all the wrong things. And so that was really challenging.
So tell me a little, I'm going to ask a little bit about this. Like, how did you know it was, because I think this is important for people as they're doing their own journey around intuition. How did you know it was the wrong thing?
That's hard to say exactly.
Okay.
It took me a while to really notice exactly how things weren't right with my intuition. Okay. But for me, anxiety, there was a lot of gut tension, right? Both metaphorical and physical, right? But I was afraid of everything. So my intuition was telling me, don't do that. It's scary.
Okay.
Don't do that. It's scary. Don't do that. It's scary. And it was things that were often nothing.
Okay.
Right? Like, don't go to the grocery store right now. Something bad could happen to you.
Okay. Okay.
Right?
Okay. So it was like this fear tactic that was trying to get you alarmed and shaken up.
Exactly. And then I would ignore it in order to function as a human being. I'd go to the grocery store and nothing bad would happen, right? As opposed to when my intuition was functioning properly, if my intuition said, don't go to the grocery store right now, I wouldn't because something bad might happen at the grocery store or somebody that I didn't want to encounter or, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
Right. But it just got to the point where my intuition was constantly telling me no, 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 no. Mm. And it was never telling me yes.
Mm. That's really interesting though, I think.
Yeah.
I think that for me is a way that you could really tell, is this intuition or is this fear?
Right.
If you're getting kind of the same negative messages.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about because for me, I've had times in my life when I've dealt with a lot of anxiety, social mm-hmm. anxiety. And I also feel that in my solar plexus, which is where I feel my intuition. Mm-hmm. And it's this feeling of like panic and fear. And you're right. That's different than intuition. Though I remember when I was in high school, I had a moment where I was on the bus with my friends. I was like, I gotta get off the bus right now. And I didn't know if I was just having some weird moment or like something bad was actually going to happen. I still don't know. Mm-hmm. It's the only time anything like that happened. So yeah, I mean, it's interesting how you're listening to your intuition and how fear can get involved and mess things up.
Yes. So yeah, just having that confusion around, is it intuition? Is it deity? Is it anxiety? Mm. Like just very, very hard to tell the difference. And it's also challenging. Another thing that can be challenging with fear and the gut is that excitement and feeling really good about something can also mask itself as fear.
Mm.
So then there's like this extra twist on things. Mm. So yeah, I mean, for a long time, I had a really difficult time with my intuition because what I was feeling and what I was getting from my body was just everything is bad, don't do it. And that was all the messaging that I was getting.
That doesn't sound fun.
No, it wasn't fun.
No. How did you get through? Have you gotten through it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, tell me about that.
Well, the big piece is that I started taking anti-anxiety meds that worked.
Okay. So you got your anxiety under control.
I got my anxiety under control. And that's, to me, I think that's the big thing, right? Is figuring out how to get your anxiety under control. Mm-hmm. For me, it's meds.
Okay.
For some people, it could be meditation, acupuncture, massage, mm-hmm.
diet,
spirituality, exercise. There's a million different things that you can do. For me, I needed chemical help mm-hmm. and I needed it right away.
That was your path.
That was my path. And I would never try to shove my path on somebody else.
We all have our own paths in life.
But figuring out how to manage that anxiety really helped because then when I tuned in, it wasn't just like, oh, fear.
Yeah.
Like when Jillian texted me and said, hey, I'm kind of feeling like I want to get Shit My Soul Says started up again. Mm-hmm. You don't have to give me an answer right away, but I just wanted to see how you're feeling. And my intuition was like, fuck yes.
Yay. And to be fair, it wasn't even like I was kind of feeling it. We didn't put this in the overview, but I had gone to a Lee Harris retreat in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and on the plane ride, and I was all like open and spiritually like flying high after a week of, you know, hanging out with all sorts of spiritual people. And I was on the plane and I was like, we have to do Shit My Soul Says again. And it just like overcame me. So for me, it was sort of an intuitive, I mean, it wasn't something that I logically planned or came up with. It was just something that I felt like came through me. And I was like, mm-hmm. I think this is what we're supposed to do. But I was like, but if Rosalie is not up for it, that's okay too. That's all right. I'll be cool.
Well, and it's funny because I had also been like, I need to be podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
Jillian doesn't want to be doing this right now. That's okay. That's her journey.
Yeah.
But I need to figure out how I'm going to podcast on my own. And then Jillian's like, hey,
by the way,
what do you think?
If we throw some cameras in, I'm back. So that's
such a drama girl.
I do like my drama. Yeah. But I relate to that. I mean, I haven't had that sort of experience around not being able to tune into my intuition because of anxiety. But there have been times in my life where I've been less connected to my spirituality. Yeah. And I feel like I can't maybe trust my intuition quite as much. And it takes a little bit of exercise and time.
Yeah. What's your strategy for, identifying your intuition and connecting to it.
Mm-hmm. I really feel like listening to my body, tuning into my body is what's really important. Mm-hmm. Now, growing up, I always thought that psychic information was something that like came to you in your head. You had visions, you had dreams, right? That sort of clairvoyant mm-hmm. information. And so I've done things where I have gotten information in my head. And I think my head is my brain. My human brain is just really loud and dominant, and it doesn't actually allow me to get a lot of intuitive information for myself, at least. Mm-hmm. And that's because I would be like, oh, this is going to happen. And then that wouldn't happen because that's how I knew that that intuition wasn't something that I could trust. However, oddly, when I do energy healings, I get images in my head for other people. Mm. And that does tend to be okay. The information that I get about them can be validated right away. And I put it out there. I'm like, maybe this isn't right. I'm just going to share what's coming in my head. But I think it's interesting that if I'm getting it for other people, I guess maybe because my brain isn't trying to judge or categorize or come up with some story that I want to hear.
Sure.
Yeah. So that's how I know that that is not a way that I listen to my intuition. But yeah, by listening to my gut, it feels like, and for me, how I really kind of do it, this is kind of the advice I give to people too that are trying to do this, is like ask yourself a question and feel, does what feels like a yes? Because, you know, sometimes things will feel like a yes or feel like a no.
It's a lot like a pendulum.
It's a lot like a pendulum.
So if you've ever worked with a pendulum, just asking the pendulum, what's yes, what's no, so that you can see.
Yeah. Like if it circles or goes back and forth. Mm-hmm. And that's a way that is also tapping into your body, right? Because it's coming through your body into a physical form. Anyway, yeah, that's how I have been working with my intuition. And
I wonder, when you talk about doing like the energy work and the energy healings, how you get stuff through your head, but I would imagine that you're really grounded at
yes,
that point.
100%.
And if you're grounded and your chakras are all, you know, loosey-goosey,
my chakras are feeling loosey.
The energy is, it comes from your crown chakra down through. So I wonder if, you know, it's literally coming through your brain.
That is very true, because when I do an energy healing, what I do first is I ground myself before I go into somebody else's space. I ground myself and then I connect up to spirit or source or whatever you want, or whatever word you want. Because it's not, I'm not healing people from my energy. That's what sometimes people think, like it's going to deplete me. It's not coming from me. It's coming through me. I'm the vessel that's channeling healing energy and then pouring it into the person. And then using my own intuitive guidance, which just comes actually when I'm doing that, when I'm doing the intuition on that intuitive healing. It's fascinating because it's just like I feel that my hands will want to do something. Like they'll do this like crazy as I'm playing. I'm like, I'll be doing energy healings. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing right now, but this is what my hand wants to do. So I'm like, I go, yeah. So that's kind of interesting. It's a very, intuition is a very physical experience for me.
Yeah. In the gut, in the hands.
In the hands. Yeah.
Well, and I feel like intuition is easier to connect with when you are grounded and connected to the higher realms, whatever you view that as.
Well, and that is a good point with what you were talking about, the fear. Because when you're experiencing a lot of fear, you're not grounded. Your first chakra is really freaking out.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, grounding must be a real big key to this.
I think grounding is a key to
everything.
Everything.
Everything?
Literally everything.
And literally everything.
But I mean, grounding is the first skill that I would teach anybody who wanted to learn to how to do energy work or metaphysical work. You ground first.
Let's do that right now. I mean, I know we talk about it in our energy healing episode, but people that are watching right now are like, okay, well then tell me how to ground.
Okay.
For me, you want me to go?
Sure.
Okay.
Real quick.
Well, yes. What I like to do is imagine from my hips, a tube going down to the center of the earth, but you don't just have to do a tube. That's just what I like to do. You can do tree trunks and roots. It's very popular.
That's what I like to do.
Mm-hmm. It's very earth oriented, right? Because you're dealing with roots and you can imagine them climbing through the ground.
Yeah. So roots to the ground and then tree up to
catch source
and spirit.
Yeah. But I also know people that really resonate with light a lot more. So yes. Like to imagine a beam of light that shines down to the center of the earth. I really like to focus on the molten core part of the earth. Or people resonate with water a lot more too. So you can imagine more like a fountain.
Or a waterfall.
Yeah, a waterfall more than a fountain. But yes. You might find that there are different things that work for you. A Chinese finger tube. That might be a thing that works for you. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Are you talking about those little like...
Yeah, those little things you put your fingers in. Okay. I don't know. Everybody's special and different.
I mean, I don't think I have it anymore, but I used to have this little statue about this big. Mm-hmm. And on one side was like a spiral. It was like a woman figure. On one side was a spiral kind of in the belly area.
Yes.
And then the other side was a tree. And if I turned it to the tree side, so the tree side was facing me, I could hold it and just get grounded really quickly. If I turned to the spiral, I could get like energy work, like energy in really quickly.
Interesting. A little totem that you had there.
Yeah.
A little special object, a magical object.
So,
a magical object. I don't know.
A magical object, am I right?
I don't know why I did that. But... because I was thinking in my head, I need to like look out. Our audience are people. Share with them this magical object experience. I don't know. Here's something. Since we're talking about grounding, mm-hmm. I remember when I was first learning about energy work, I would try to ground and it wouldn't help me. It was depleting because I had learned about it when I went mm-hmm. to Peru, right? That there was, I learned about some of the more indigenous practices that used grounding and like clearing energy through the grounding cord. Mm-hmm. So I would do that and I would end up feeling depleted. And I went to David Zarsa. I've talked about him in previous episodes. Mm-hmm. Went to David Zarsa, who was having these clinics. He's a medium and a psychic. And he was giving us readings. He was like, you need to ground. You need to ground. He didn't say it like that because he's this very, gentle soul. But that's the Jillian voice. The Jillian voice says, you need to ground.
You need to ground.
And I was like, that'd be very helpful for you to ground. So I was like, okay, well, the psychic is telling me that this guy got to do it. And it's true. I do need to ground because I get all fired up. But the thing is, the key for me when I ground is exactly what you talked about as far as the trees, whatever mm-hmm. it is. When I ground, I find it's really important for me to fill back in because mm-hmm. I'm clearing energy out and I need to refill back in that energy. So for you, do the tree. And I've done that meditation sometimes. It's really beautiful to imagine that tree and having like sunshine on the leaves or rain.
Or moonlight.
And that fills you up. For me, what I usually work with, because it's part of the training that I received mm-hmm. in energy work, is I like to imagine a big, big ball above my head, like a big beach ball. And I fill it up with higher self energy or God energy or source energy or confidence energy or whatever it is I want to fill myself up with. And then I imagine it dripping into my, I just did it. It's really nice. I imagine it dripping into my field. And sometimes, again, you can do it like it's light. You can do it like it's water. You can do it like it's honey. Some people really like using the honey imagery dripping into your field. And that's how I feel. I feel back up.
I just got this image of me doing that with paint before I start painting.
I love that. Yes, paint yourself. Get your color on.
Yes. Another thing that can happen when people ground and do energy work mm-hmm. is sometimes I do feel completely depleted, but it's almost like a hangover where it's like headache and just exhaustion mm-hmm. and feeling kind of gross. And what can happen is actually literally an energy hangover where you've got energy that's in your body that doesn't know where to go. Mm. It doesn't have an outlet after you've been doing this work. So I like to also ground after doing big energy work to let the excess energy out.
Yeah.
So that way you're not frying all of your energetic channels, leaving you feeling groggy and headachey. Yeah. Brain fog, could be physical aches right? Nausea, mm-hmm. any of those things can happen with like a literal energy hangover.
Yeah. And I think that's really beautiful that you say that. One of the things that I do when I fill in is I actually bring some of that through my grounding cord to the mm-hmm. earth for a few reasons. One, right? You're not overloading yourself.
Right.
Two, you're feeding the earth. Mm-hmm. You're feeding that earth. And three, you're also grounding that energy in your own space.
Right. So you're not just leaving it up here mm-hmm. or, you know, down here. You're
I don't know why we did that, but okay.
It's because Dionysus is here.
Yep.
And you just ground it into the earth.
Ground it into the earth. Share the love.
And sometimes people do like a whole like circuit almost mm-hmm. of energy moving through. And I've done that before too. So,
or I also will do it coming up from the earth and then fountaining. That's where the fountain comes
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I do that too sometimes.
I love that. I like yeah. it.
But usually because I do still like the tree imagery, if I want to do that way, I usually choose like a weeping willow so that the energy comes up and then the leaves, the branches go back down.
That's so beautiful. And I have something else to say.
Really? You?
Surprise. Yeah, because I think it triggered on me when you talked about the energy hangover. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I learned when I was learning how to do energy healing is that sometimes when you grow energetically, when you make energetic advancements, your body has to catch up with it. Yes. And so you'll find that will be another reason that you'll have kind of an energy hangover if you do a growth, I can't remember what they called it, like a growth spurt. We're going to call it a growth spurt. That's not what they call it.
You're going to call it a growth spurt.
I'm going to call it a growth spurt, a spiritual growth spurt. When you have a spiritual growth spurt.
I call it like a step up.
Step up.
Level up.
Level up.
Up level.
Up level. There's get out your thesaurus. Awesome. What do you like? Do your woo. Whatever you want to call it works. But in any case, when you're doing that sort of an advancement on your spiritual level, your body has to kind of reorient itself to this new vibrational frequency. Mm-hmm. And so you can be really tired. I think that's the biggest symptom is just a sense of exhaustion. And when I was going through that program, it was a year-long program where we learned energy healing and psychic reading, et cetera. That's something that we had to deal with, that we went through these periods, all of us in the group, where we just felt really drained because mm-hmm. we were in a moment of leveling up.
Something that I also, just speaking of leveling up, because we're doing conversation now.
Yes. I like this.
Me too.
It flows.
So speaking of leveling up, one of the things that I've found in my own practice, and I've heard other people have similar experiences, is that leveling up isn't a constant growth.
No.
Right? It's you level up and then you plateau, right? Mm-hmm. For me. So you know, you go up and then you're at a level for a while. Mm-hmm. And part of that is your body accommodating these new energetic channels or energetic properties. And part of it is learning how to use these new skills that you have. And you shouldn't be, I mean, I said shouldn't say shouldn't, but it's not typical to just go like bam, 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 bam. Yeah, no. It's much more of a gradual step process.
And I would say even, I think both of us have experienced this. I don't want to speak for you, but I'm going to. You know, you can disagree with me. But, and sometimes it might even be kind of a backwards movement,
it
right?
Can.
There have been times in my life where I've been like, you know, when I need to kind of step back out of the spiritual yes. world and I need to kind of just be grounded, make money, do life sorts of things. Mm-hmm. And I find that while I might still need to kind of go climbing again, it happens more quickly because it's like, I don't know, I think it's pretty much similar like with muscles, like, right. I like to bike mm-hmm. and the first time I bike 40 miles, it's really, really hard on my body. Mm-hmm. But then, and maybe I get out of it for a while, but then I get back into it. My muscles remember.
Yeah.
And I think it's the same thing with your spirit. Your spirit remembers, oh, okay, we just got to tune that muscle up again, that spiritual muscle.
I like that analogy.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I like analogies.
I do too.
I have them every now and again. All right. Well, thank you. This is our first episode. It's our first episode of season 3.
That's right.
I really liked this video recording thing.
It's different.
It's different. It is different. I like it because I can talk with my hands.
Yes.
And now people can see what I'm saying with my hands.
I know that I have a very expressive face.
Yes.
So people can see my expressive face. And you're...
I always saw your face.
Yeah, but not everybody does.
But not everybody does. Now everybody can.
Now everybody who wants to can look at our faces.
So we are looking forward to you coming and looking at our faces again. Or listening. Or listening to our faces, if that's your preference. We're here for everybody.
That's right.
All right. I think we want to wrap up now. We're going to set an intention.
Yeah. For ourselves or for the podcast?
That's what you asked last time.
I know, but I liked the question.
You did like the question. I like it for ourselves.
Yeah.
Right? Because I feel like we'll have a variety pack.
Okay.
Of intentions for ourselves for the next 2 weeks. And then in our next episode, we'll check in and see how is that going? Do you even remember what your intention was? That's something that my story is.
So what's your intention for the next 2 weeks? Do you want me to say my intention?
Or when do we do that? So what's your intention for the next 2 weeks?
So 2 weeks ago, we recorded a test episode. And my intention for those 2 weeks was to just make sure I bring more spirituality into my life. And I think I did that. Nice. I'm not going to go too much into it. But I would like to set the same intention for these coming 2 weeks, is just to continue bringing spirituality into my life on a regular basis, but also to really think about my business and how to make it comfortable for me to be out as this entity whisperer.
Yeah, I love that. I love it.
Yeah. What about you? What's your entity? What's your entity?
I have no entities, I hope.
No, you don't.
But I know who to go to if I do have any entity issues.
What's your intention?
Well, my intention is for this next 2 weeks is to really work with my spirit guides a bit more. I'm a big spirit guide person. Mm-hmm. Really like working with my spirit guides and really letting them participate, because that's one of the messages that I got because I talked to them, is that the work that I'm doing is supposed to be collaborative with them. Mm. And I think it's very easy for me to get into the Jillian head with society and expectations about what things should look like. And the thing that they told me is, it's just like, well, you could do it that way, but it'll be harder.
Yeah.
So I want to work with them more. So for me, that means checking in with them regularly, whether that's just internally, but also doing some of my spirit guide writing. I do this on the computer. I type and type and type, and they tell me things. And so I want to see what they have to tell me a little bit more over the next 2 weeks. That's my intention.
I love that. And I think
they told me that intention, by the way, because I was like, I don't know what my intention is. And they were like, guess what? It's us.
I would love, if you have anything interesting to share, that you bring that next time.
I will do it.
Thank you.
I like it. Yeah. Should I do a little, because I can ask a question. I'll ask a question about the podcast.
Right now?
No, not right now. The next time I do my writing.
She's reaching towards her computer.
I'm ready to type right now. No, I mean, one of my writings. Experiences.
Yeah.
I'll ask about the podcast and see what they want to say.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say what message they have for our audience.
Love it.
Yes. I love it. I'm here for it. So awesome.
Awesome.
Awesome. So there we go. And at that note, we will say what we like to say.
Well, first, before we say what we like to say, just remember to subscribe. If you're listening on a podcast, rate, review.
Yes, please. It helps us. It helps feed that energy back to us. And then we can continue to feed more energy to you. So if you're on YouTube, hit the like button, hit the subscribe. You know to hit the subscribe button because everybody tells you to do that.
Yes.
But I think it's important because sometimes you go, oh, yeah, actually, I think I will do that. I like what they are talking about because we can have fun together. We want you to have fun with us.
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right. And on that note. Do your woo.
Yes, do your woo.
And tell us, what shit does your soul say?
Yes, what shit does your soul say?